Shalom, good morning. This is Radio Shalom coming to you through Planet 104.6. Well, we're very lucky to have in the studio this morning Herschel and Lynn, and I'm going to ask them some questions. I've always been very interested in your stories. You've traveled the world, you've gone to festivals. What was it like? You know, what is it like sort of traveling the world and singing and entertaining? It's not everybody that does that sort of thing.
This is true. We've done, what, 4 tours of Europe, I think.
4 European tours.
In the last 20-some-odd years? Yes. Oh, no, not that long, but 15, 16 years it's been, yeah. We started in 2002, and
the last one was 2009.
Yep.
Number 4.
We've been around the block. But we thought maybe, before we start talking, Joan, maybe so people know what the object we're talking about, we should play one of our tracks.
Absolutely. So we're going to listen to one of your...
called My Yiddish Swing.
Jews Brothers
Band.
And, sorry?
It's the Jews Brothers Band. That's the full correct name of our agrupación.
And that's the sound that you took around the world with you.
Yes, we did. Yes. This was our, as we said before, we've done a few tours. We'll tell you about our first tour because I think that was my favorite, and this was in 2002.
We had beginner's luck our first tour. We had 7 different places to go. which
is
amazing.
You hadn't done it before.
Coming from New Zealand, never done it before.
And they were
amazing.
And they were some of the best, most prestigious festivals you could imagine for our kind of music world, what they call world music, right?
They put us into jazz. Into folk, into world festival. We could fit all the categories.
Wherever there was money, we went for it. Give us a gig, we'll do it. Yeah. So the first one, what? First, it was Denmark or was Faroes first?
No, the first tour was started off with the Faroe Islands.
That was first.
We actually flew into Copenhagen and we had this. We were a concert at the Faroe Islands
Jazz Festival,
Jazz and Blues Festival. Which is in a town called Tórshavn.
Yeah, now maybe, I think many listeners will not even know where the Faroe Islands are. I had no idea before.
It's an island off.
Yes. Very off.
It's between Iceland and Scotland.
Yes.
And the Shetlands. It's sort of up there. And so, of course, there are no trees growing anywhere on the island. When you go very far north, the same in
And you had to find accommodation on the island.
They supply that.
Oh, they fixed it.
Sure.
But the interesting thing was we played one night and it didn't really become night at all because it was summer. We came out at 2 o'clock and 2 a.m. having finished our show and it was still light outside.
Yeah, that was, because this was in the end of June, so it was just about the longest day of the year from the Northern Hemisphere, what they call the summer solstice. And I remember that night, because after we had an earlier concert then they put us in this roof, a hotel, a restaurant club on the roof of a hotel. It's a fourth floor, which was the highest building in the Faroe Islands, I think. And it had these very big, I always remember these very wrap-around windows so you can see outside. You can see the horizon. And we played there from about 11 p.m. till 2 a.m., right? And I noticed as we were playing, I saw the sun. It looked like it was about to set. And the next time I looked, it was still there, or it came back. It just sort of peaked a bit below the, I think. And it was, as Lynn said, it was, when we finished the gig, it was daylight, or back to daylight.
And my melodica broke. One of the keys broke, and we managed to find somebody in Faroe Islands who could fix a melodica, amazing. We went to their house, and then we heard lots of things about the Faroes that were interesting. That was originally, that they felt as though the Danes were invaders. They were still the occupiers, hundreds of years later. And of course, they were supported the Danish state looks after the Faroes and gives them, all this aid, as it were. And so, we heard stories from the local fishermen how they didn't like this situation. And then from the Danes themselves who were over at the festival saying, well, we look after them,
They have their own language, which is different than, it's considered a pure Scandinavian language, totally pure. It doesn't have German words in it like most of the Scandinavian languages. For example, I guess something like Yiddish, but a Highland version of Yiddish. So that was really great.
What language did you use?
Oh, they all speak English, of course.
Because Scandinavian territory,
the musicians there, did they come from all over the world?
Yes, there was one guy, John Chikai. He's a very famous avant-garde jazz musician. Black guy. He's originally American, eh? He was doing a special concert where he was going to go to this huge cathedral cave, where there's puffins flying around, because that's the national bird, is a puffin. And they actually supposedly eat it as well, which we didn't try a puffin, but we did go on this
We went on a boat that
himself, John Chikai, the musician who played soprano sax, was on this little dinghy with his fellow musicians, and they were playing away inside this
in a grotto.
Yes. And there were birds flying around, and they were sort of improvising based on the birds' flight.
Yeah, it was fantastic.
It was pretty amazing. Yeah.
It was great. That's one of the most memorable parts of that whole tour for me. And then after the Pharaohs, we then flew back to. We got to the Pharaohs. You had to fly. I think the only flights were from Copenhagen, right?
Yes.
So we first had gotten into Copenhagen, then to the Pharaohs, and back to Copenhagen, where we managed to get a really good festival in Denmark. And that was in Skagen, Denmark. If you look on your map, it's spelled in English, of course, in our, well, Latin letter, S-K-E-G-E-N, but pronounced Skagen.
I think A-G-E-N.
Skagen. Did I say E? No, I meant A. S-K-A-G-E.
And that's where the two seas meet. What sea is
that? Yeah,
we went to look at it.
It's the North Sea and the East Sea, or what?
Baltic Sea.
The must be the Baltic.
And you can go to that headland where the seas meet. It's very interesting.
You can have one foot in one sea and one in the other.
It's a little sort of... And you went to see the Little Mermaid in Copenhagen.
Yes. The Little Mermaid, yes.
So what happened is, in Copenhagen was... But, you know, on these tours, it's the accommodation is the thing that's the most expensive. So everywhere we went, if we weren't being put up by the actual place itself, the actual festival itself, and we were just passing through a town or a city, we would try and find sofas to sleep on with people we knew.
That's because the festivals would be on weekends. So they would put us up for the 3 nights of the weekend, but you'd have to sort of fend for yourself between we or traveling. So coming back
from Skagen to Copenhagen, where we had decided we would stay 2 or 3 nights, we had difficulty. The place fell through that we were supposed to be staying, and we had some. So there'd been a guy up in Skagen. I'd sat next to him in a concert, not one we were playing, but another one. A very nice Danish chap, and I was chatting away to him.
Kurt,
yes. He was actually a fire inspector engineer.
Oh, that's right, yeah. That's right. It was his job.
He goes around to houses or buildings and check that all their fire safety things were right, were good. And he gave me his card. He said, if you go, I could maybe put you up. When we came back, from Skagen, and we had nowhere. I actually had to ring him and say, there was a woman that was sitting, the New Zealander was sitting next to you, the band, the Jews Brothers band, because he'd seen us before. And I said, I wondered if you could put us up, a couple of us up for the night. He said, oh, of course you can put you up a couple. I said, I saw that he was very, very positive about it. I said, what about 3 members? He said, yes, I can do 3. I said, actually, 4 would be even better. He said, could you put up 5?
We're a 5-piece band.
He said, and one of us was sleeping in this tall shed and all kinds
We had a great time. And the festival, this Skagen festival, was very good. It was a very good festival. It was the very top of Denmark, as Lynn said, between the Baltic and the North Sea. And... it was great. We played in a couple of tents that were converted into pubs, and in a hall. It was about 4 or 5 concerts. And did you want to tell the story of when we were playing? There was a room with a piano where you can warm up in, and Lynn lost the key to our room. She put it on top of the piano, but there was a slit in the piano, so the key fell through and it went into the works of the piano.
It was a terrible moment. This was in the afternoon, so I had plenty of time to find it, but nevertheless.
So there was other performers in the festival were hanging out in this, it was what they call the green room, the way you're getting ready for a concert. Mm-hmm. There was one of the acts in the festival was a 25-piece choir from Friesland, which is a part of Holland, actually. And as the name implies, it's quite far north, probably very cold in Friesland.
And they sang sea shanties.
But now, we didn't actually see their act, but they were all, except we heard them warming up when Lynn lost her key. Then Lynn then announced, oh my gosh, my key is lost in the piano.
One of them, a very tall chap. Well, a couple of them came up and they were trying to help me, and everyone was sort of milling around. And eventually, look, it took ages and ages, but finally somebody managed to fish it out.
Well, we should explain. If you ever look inside a piano, there's a lot of moving parts. You see, so the key was really very hard to find.
Wedged, wedged. You know, you've got all the little hammers that go that hit these strings.
And of
all
88 of them.
88 of them, and you have to try to look in each one. Well, it took ages, and I was in despair. I thought, well, we're never going to get in. How are we going to get into our room? And then somebody managed to. He just, you know, by some miraculous, went, oh, here's the key.
I know, but you're missing out the best part.
Yes,
story.
And so then.
They picked you up.
No, I'm going to tell that next.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
So here's the key. You know, so these guys in the choir, quite big, burly guys, they picked me up and they carried me out horizontally out of the room, holding on to the key, all cheering and,
like a victory,
and carrying on.
And so I think they started singing a sea shanty while they were doing it. They were very funny guys. They had great sense of humor. I imagine you have to survive in Friesland. You'd have to make a lot of jokes about the cold weather. Okay, so moving right along. We're continuing. In
so what did they have, pop-up pubs?
Well, there was one big tent that they just set it up for the festival, and it was like a setup like with a bar, and we played. That was one of our best. It's the one I remember most, that concert.
So and they gave us, the festival gave us bikes to travel, to tour around. Yep. It was great. We could just,
And what about the fish restaurant on the very, right at the tip, where the two seas meet. There was this sort of wharf, is that what you call it? You know, wooden...
Jetty, yes.
A wooden jetty. And for the first 50, 60 yards of the jetty was one little seafood restaurant after another, all of these fish places. There must have been about 20 of them, one after another. And that was my best memory. I just remember fishing out at my lunchtime there.
Did you eat at the fish?
Of course, you did. It was fantastic. I wanted to move there just for the fish restaurant. So that was
a very good version of fish fingers I had.
Do you make friends with the other performers, or do you meet up with them at different places?
Yeah. There was a Scottish band there that was. They were dressed in kilts, and they did this sort of, Scottish, old Scottish songs.
Yeah, but they were mixed up with a kind of electric instrument.
With the beats, stuff, you know, with the electric beats and, you know, electric guitars.
Who can remember their name,
And one of them, he was from, he was a Ferguson, like my mother's family. And so I remember, because he's a real Ferguson from up that way, from up Aberdeen. And I said, the Fergusons of Aberdeenshire, I said, which is, you know, an inland from Aberdeen, because he knew all the history of the family. I said, did they fight for Prince Charlie, or were they against them? They said, oh, no, they fought for Prince Charlie. And I said, oh, that's good. Because, you know, my romantic self wants them to have been, you know, for the cause of Prince Charlie against the English.
And,
know?
Of course, the music they played was, some of it were Scottish folk tunes, singing about national Scottish stuff. From what I was told. So, in any case, that was great. So, should we move on to
Gaelic.
The next?
In Gaelic.
So, should we move on now? What was the next festival on that tour?
Festival was the North Sea Jazz Festival.
Oh, yeah. This was really very lucky that we got into this one. It was called the North Sea Jazz. It's still one of the biggest in the world. And we got into that one. We were very lucky to get that. I think it was kind of last minute. Mm. And what interesting... Oh, they had very famous jazz people from all over the world.
They had Chaka Khan, they had Al Jarreau, they had the Weather Report, they had... We were playing Spot the Celebrity in the Lift. We were playing that game.
Yeah, they put us all up in a five-star hotel that was really great.
And we'd say, who did you see in the lift today? Because all five...
Wayne Shorter.
Not Wayne Shorter, but his manager I met today in the lift, you know.
I knew him from way back, you know, we're old friends or something. You'd hear all these stories. So that was good. That was fantastic. Then we went to England.
No, we went to Brussels next.
Brussels. That's right. Mm-hmm. Brussels Jazz and Blues Festival. And that was it all took place in an old sort of outdoor state, little small
park. It was actually really a park.
Like a park.
Park with these sort of little hedges that had been, you know, cut, topiary, you know, like everywhere.
Oh, that's right.
little flower beds and these amazing sort of hedges. So he looked out and he saw the audience was sitting in between rows of hedges. Ah. Little very low hedges.
Yes. Like a circular, like an old Roman theater in the round, kind of, something like that.
Like an amphitheater.
The hedge was outdoors.
Yes, the hedges and flowers. Yes. And that was maybe the first time that we heard a real gypsy band. They were playing there as well.
Yeah, they were.
So was it a stage?
There was a stage down in the center. Hmm. Yeah, they were great. It was like a Django kind of gypsy jazz band there. And there was that American saxophone player. What was his name? Charles Lloyd.
That's Flute. He was very famous.
Famous at the time.
We were on the same stage as all these famous people. Yes.
It was really good. It was great.
And, so then from there, we went to London. And now we're going to play the Hobo song, because this song is represents our traveling and hobo-esque quality of it all.
Okay, let her roll. We're ready for the hobo song.
The hobos and any place we hang our hat will do. Tuxedos. We don't even try. We don't have no fancy logos. We don't have no broker in Tokyo. We don't have no shares portfolio. We don't want our fingers in the pie. We hobos, we nomads, we gypsies, wandering Jews. We hobos at any place we hang our hat will do. Lattes, cappuccinos, we don't dine on oysters or escargot. Open up a rare Chateau Margaux. But we ain't gonna crawl. We don't have no quadraphonic stereo. We don't have no paintings by Van Gogh. We don't drive no Rolls or a Peugeot. You can't take it with you when you die. We hope. We nomads, we gypsies, wandering Jews. We hobos, and any place we hang our hat will do. we harbors, and any place we hang our hats will do.
And on that note, we'll say thank you very much, Herschel and Lynn. And to continue our journey, please tune in next week.
Yeah, you don't miss the exciting conclusion of our...
We're going to tell you about London. We're going to tell you about playing in WOMAD, the original WOMAD 20th anniversary. We'll tell you about playing in Nuremberg in Germany. And we're going to tell you about Chicago.
So that's next Sunday at 10 past 10. Please tune in to 104.6 Planet FM to Radio Shalom.
Shalom, everybody.
And we would like to thank our sponsor, Nature Bee.
Radio on planetaudio.org.nz.
Tune into Ireland Calling with Oliver Lee on Planet FM.